hard for me to even know what I enjoy. I know that sounds weird, right? But there's just like, there's something inside.
Very common, not weird.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you think so? You think that's common?
I think it's very common. Aren't sure what you like? Don't know what moves you? You're not alone. Listen to Natasha and I as we talk on the next Harness the Power of Planning podcast, coming up now. Hello.
Hi. Hey, welcome to our Thursday morning chat. If you're joining us on the Pacific Coast, it's 9:30 a.m. And if you're on the East Coast, it's 12:30 a.m. And we're here every Thursday to chat with you live about what's going on in our world, what might be going on in your world, and to help you prioritize yourself, save time, and achieve your goals. That's what we're all about. I'm Natasha.
I'm Allegra. And if this is the first time you're joining us, we are authors of 4 books that are all about helping moms and caregivers prioritizing themselves, saving time, and accomplishing their goals. And we teach basically productivity and life design and habit formation, but all through the lens of being a caregiver, because we know how hard it is to get anything done just for yourself when other people have a claim on your time.
It's hard, y'all. It's hard. It really can be. It can be super hard.
And let me show you our bouquet of books, actually. And also, if you want to listen to the audio only version, if you're watching the video and you see our lovely bouquet of books, then you can also catch the audio version anywhere you get your podcast. Look for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast and you will find it there. So our topic today is something we say a lot. Mm-hmm. In general, and it's stop shoulding on yourself.
Just stop it. And is it just a second ago, you said sometimes that can really be hard, right? Really hard to prioritize yourself. And that this is one of the top reasons, I would say, in my own experience.
Is the shoulding,
you know,
the cultural shoulding, mm-hmm. right? That we've been raised with and just kind of indoctrinated with.
Yeah, internalized shoulding.
Yes, the shitting from friends and family. It's a lot. And we talk in our life design course, which is also called Harness the Power of Planning. Our first 3 sessions are all about getting up and out from under that shitting, because it's really powerful. Sometimes most of the time, you might not even realize that you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, easily, right? Because it's like that internalized thing, right? It's that thing where it's like you don't even know it's the water that you're swimming in, like try to
exactly
water to a fish, right?
Right.
And so
right. What does wet feel like to a fish, right?
Right. That's the 100%. Yes.
That's exactly. The euphemism. You're like, wet to a fish.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Yeah,
they're like, what do you mean wet? yeah. And so these are things that are just internalized, inherent. They're just something that like they're part of our operating systems potentially. Or even it could just come as those guilty feelings, you know, the guilt, you know, it's something that you're aware of, like, oh, I want to do this thing, but I feel if I don't do that, I feel so guilty if I don't do it. Right. You know, so it could be a little bit more obvious where it's not just like an automatic thing. But if you have like that feeling of like, I really want to do A, but if I don't do it, if I don't do B, so-and-so will be mad at me, or I won't be a good fill in the blank worker, mom,
right.
Wife, you know, so those things, super hard though to unravel or get yourself out from underneath.
Or even to make yourself aware of it. So I'm going to give you a really simple example that just happened recently. A friend of mine gave me these lovely eyeshadow sticks. And I have found that the limited makeup that I wear, I prefer it to be in stick form. I don't like powders. I don't like liquids. I don't like liners. Sticks tend to work for me, but I've never enjoyed eyeshadow, you know? And inevitably, when I put it on myself, I would take it off. And so she gave me these sticks and I was like, okay, I'm going to try, because she gave me these sticks. And I asked a friend of mine who's much better at makeup than I am, would you give me a tutorial? And she said, sure, no problem. Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. And she's like, well, find some pictures of what you want to do and then we can do it. And so I hit upon the idea of trying some of the filters to see, you know, like, what do I like, how it looks on me. And you know what? I didn't like any of them.
Well, those filters can be really, you know what I mean? Like, you can't dial in the intensity of at least the last time I used one, which was a long
time.
I mean,
there's so many now, and there are some that you can dial up and dial down.
You can. Okay. Like, so yeah, it's been a minute since I've tried one of those.
Yes. And, you know, I think the thing with me, look, I could go deep into this and say, I think the thing is just like, because I'm already dark, that smoky eye just, it's just too much. It's just too much going on in terms of darkness. I feel like I look like I should belong on the Matrix, you know, or something. But anyway, the bottom line was, why am I feeling like I need to do this even? Like, even if I learn this skill, when am I going to actually use it? Because again, it's just, I'm not drawn to it. And I realized that to a certain degree, I was shitting on myself. I felt like, well, a girl should have a smoky eye in her back pocket. Like, but why? Why?
I'm terrible, Allegra. I'm terrible with makeup too. Like, I just feel like whenever I try to attempt something like that, I'm just like, I look like I gave myself a black eye. You know what I'm just kind of like? I'm just like it looks like somebody punched me.
I have my to go.
Not skilled in this area. And I've tried, have you ever tried a cat eye? Like, do you like to try to do a cat
yes,
eye?
Yes, I've tried it all. And I feel like I'm wasting so much time. I don't even necessarily, I don't even care for the payoff, if you will. Mm-hmm. So why was I doing it? And I realized that I was just shitting on myself. And I had a similar experience when I cut my hair super short, and I just don't like short hair on myself. I'm a long hair girl. I'm a no eyeshadow girl, and I'm just going to embrace it.
Embrace it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Embrace it. There's no reason not to. So, you know, those are what?
I'm just saying that's so funny. Like when we kind of just know, like what it takes to sometimes just go like, okay, I'm just like not into this. You know what I mean?
I'm not into it.
Right. And it's like, and that's okay. Like, and if you're into makeup, awesome. Great. Awesome.
Yes, exactly.
We're not yucking your yum with makeup.
No, not at all.
We both happen to be unskilled in that area.
Yes.
But
skincare. Oh my God. You know, you hear me talk about skincare.
Totally into skincare. Totally. Yes. Skincare.
I love that. So
funny. My husband has a similar thing with, IPAs, India Pale Ales, beers. About a year ago, he's like, you know what? I just don't like them. They're too hoppy. You know, he's like, because everybody, especially there's like a whole trend and they'll crack
right,
beers.
Right.
And like, oh, you're in. IPA, it's so hoppy and stuff. He's like, I don't like it. It's bitter, tastes gross. I don't want to drink it. Like, I know it's cool to drink it and to be like really into it and stuff. And he's like, I don't like it. And I was like, yeah, babe, you go. Like, he's just like, I'm not drinking them anymore. Funny enough, since then, he has found a couple IPAs where he's like, oh, it's not that bad. But, you know, like he, yeah, it's really funny. Like with that same kind of thing where he was just kind of like, I know it's cool and all the hipsters want you to drink an IPA, but he's like, I don't want to drink it anymore. And so, yeah, these are good things to know about yourself, right?
Exactly. So Natasha has an amazing tip or I would say guideline that she's learned for herself about shitting on herself.
Right. And like, I am a chronic overbusier. Like I get myself, I'm addicted to busyness. Now I've, since Allegra and I have been working as a team in BYWD, my busyness factor has shifted into prioritizing things that are important to me. Right. And I'm not always great at it because a lot of times my busyness is born out of, oh, this person invited me, so I'm a yes. This person invited me to this.
Right. FOMO, right?
Right. FOMO. And just like, you know, because
I like that. Just enjoy it.
I do. Right. Like, so like somebody invites me to like a thing, a great thing. It may be across town and I'm at another event somewhere else. Like, you know, I'm just like, oh, I like that person. I want to go. Right. Like that's my initial pull. And I would often say, I could squeeze it in. If I leave that thing early and there's zero traffic whatsoever, I can make it on time. You know what I mean? Like, which we live in Los
Angeles.
And
there's zero traffic ever.
That's a fantasy. Zero traffic, you know? So I would often say, I could squeeze it in. And now I've realized that if the word squeeze comes across the ticker tape of my mind, or I say squeeze out loud, that's a full stop. And the general thing is full stop default to no, I can't do it. Right. Because, just because like just because I can do it. And right. at very least, this doesn't mean it's a hard, fast rule that I say no to the new invitation. What I then look at is what of these options aligns most with what I value, what's a priority. And sometimes the priority is, I just want to, it's been a busy weekend, I want to just sit on the couch mm-hmm. you know, on Sunday afternoon and just chill out, you know, because that busyness has trickled out to my kids, and my youngest is a total homebody, and he doesn't, like, you know, if you do more than two things on a weekend, like, he's just like, whoo, he wants to tap out, you know? And so I have to also consider, you know, and so that has helped me too, to go like, hey, it's okay. Like, sitting around yeah. for a moment and restoring yourself, that is super valid. Right. So for yes. me, yeah, the word squeeze is a full stop and at least an evaluation of the options now, and deciding what, you know, what works and what aligns with my values and what yeah. aligns with what we're trying to prioritize as a family. And sometimes it means, you know, going ahead and declining the original offer and, you know, and readjusting. But most times it's about kind of saying no to the new thing because, you know,
and we shouldn't ourselves that way, right? Like, I was invited. I should attend this person's party. I should do mm-hmm. this thing. And, you know, I feel that because I am not a big party person. I will frequently say no to parties. And, you know, a couple decades later, my husband now is like, how come we don't get invited to those parties anymore? And I was like, because we've always said no, because we, you know, we just, it's just not our thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, give yourself permission to do to make more room for the things that you do enjoy. Like, I would rather have a quiet dinner with people that I like. I would rather work on a puzzle. I would rather, you know, do something creative for myself. That's just how I'm wired. And, you know, like, I've been good about not shitting on myself about some things. Like, earlier, like, we all have the things that are sort of lower hanging fruit. And it might take a while for you to figure out the things that are like, what does wetness feel like for the fish, right? yeah. Because those are the things that are so close to you. It can be really, really hard. But, you know, we think it's, the reason why we tell people that we recommend stop shitting on yourself is it goes back to this whole idea of prioritizing yourself. And we always use the analogy of being on an airplane and how they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first, because you're not any good to anybody if you're passed out in the aisle. However, we would go one step further and say, put on your oxygen mask first because you are worthy of being alive.
right. That in and of itself, right? Yes, great. Be available for others. Sure. But that's not yes. just it's not just in order to do that. It is also, you're worthy of oxygen.
yes.
It's okay to put it on yourself first just because. Yeah.
And there's so many things when you become a parent or a caregiver that you have to do to keep another human being alive, that it can be hard to get out of that mode about everything and then suddenly have to do and should do become your whole life. So, mm-hmm. you know, I really noticed this when my child was around 5 years old, because that's sort of the age where you stop being so worried about just their physical aliveness. Yes.
You're not wiping butts anymore. You know right. what I mean? Like, they, you know, yeah, you're freed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're freed up a little bit. And so, you know, if you're at that stage where you're feeling maybe a little, your child is over five and you're feeling a little dissatisfied with how you're spending your time, take a moment and think about, are you shitting on yourself? You know, maybe write down how you're spending your time. And is that how you want to be spending your time? Or are you just doing that because of habit? Like, for me, I homeschool my child, and I was so used to that 0 to 5 age just kind of constantly being on, that when we started homeschooling into grade school, I would sometimes go to 7 p.m. homeschooling her. And then I would have no time for anything else, let alone, like, dinner was like, blah, you know? And my husband said to me, why don't you just stop homeschooling at 4 p.m. or 3 p.m. or whatever? Like, he's like, right. you don't have to go.
Like school.
right? Yeah, exactly.
Kids leave school at like 2:30, right? Boom.
Right. You don't have to go until 7. And the thing was I was really allowing her to just kind of blow our schedule out of the water mm-hmm. because I had been used to the 5-year-old where you know, they just kind of run the house a little bit, right? And I was like, oh, okay, she can understand better that mommy has other things she has to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and also she could understand a little bit better. Like, it was becoming unpleasant spending that many hours
trying to rein her in or what. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And kids, and as we, you know, if you've done any kind of learning around parenting, right, the kids love structure. They might rail against structure, right, but they thrive inside of it. And it is, you know, it's important for you, and think of what you're modeling for your daughter too, to say like, hey, look, mommy's got things to do, and mommy stuff is important to do too. Yes. You know? And they do hit a developmental milestone too, where they kind of want to start pushing away a little bit around that age too, where they start thinking like, I'm my own person, you know? And so,
right.
Despot. Interesting. Despot. Yes.
Yes, you're your own person, but.
I thought you said despot. And that makes me laugh so hard. That makes me laugh so hard that that's what I heard. I can't even tell you. Yes, but. Because that makes me laugh really hard, because that's what we called my son. We called him the little despot for a while there, because he did run the show until
because they have needs that just, you know, equate with them being kept alive.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You know, if you're a new parent, you know, for those who are listening via podcast, I just had to take a moment and breathe and, you know, place my hands together in prayer position. Like, that is a rough time, man. My husband and I, on our child's first birthday, spontaneously turned to each other, high-fived, and said, she's still alive, at the exact same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That first birthday is not for the kid. It's for the parent who made it for that. It's like, everybody come together. We kept them alive for a year. We made it. We made it to that milestone. And
yeah.
It is, because the 1-year-old is not going to remember that. That party is not for them. It is for you.
Those whole first 5 years are not for them. It's for you, right? It's like you get the joy of enjoying the baby toddler, which is so enjoyable. It really is. It is taking, I mean, you know, when I had friends who had babies after me, I'd say like, okay, see you in a couple of years. You know, I know how gets, like, feel free to just wrap your life up, you know, in that
child. So that's a time where the shoulding is a like literal, like, life and death situation.
Life and death. Exactly. And that's why it's so hard to get out of that, mm-hmm. because you've done it for 5 years. It's a habit. That shoulding is for a habit. And so you're kind of having to relearn what it is to have another person in your life that might not rely on you anymore for staying alive. And, you know, thinking about your own, especially if you're feeling any sort of dissatisfaction. Like, if you love it, you're like, hey, this is my calling. Fantastic. Great.
100%. Yeah. By the way, we're not crapping on parenting.
We're not shitting on you.
Right. We're not shitting on parenthood here, per se, because we're both parents.
I think everyone who knows this would say we're highly involved parents, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And the idea that they, you know, that the kids have like some kind of autonomy and say inside of their lives, even when they're younger, is something that we try to foster, which also maybe kind of like bites you in the ass when you try to then do homeschooling and you're just kind of like, oh, I'm letting her have choices, you know, but oh my gosh, it's 7 o'clock now, you know what I mean? And so, yeah. So
yeah,
all of that to say, the thing about the shitting is to parse it out, like, to go, if you're feeling guilty about it, that's a really good red flag. If you hear yourself saying, and in my world,
or resentful, guilty, yeah, or resentful,
guilty, resentful, anything that just kind of, just take a moment with it. It doesn't mean that you have to now suddenly say no to that thing, but just take a moment and inquire into that feeling. Why are you feeling that way? Is this really what you want? Or, you know, are you again shooting on yourself, or is society shooting on you? And, you know, for me, that word squeeze was a revelation. This just really kind of came up into my world about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, where like, I was like, wait a second, you know, I said that word a lot. And then I caused myself a lot of, you know, consternation around trying
to. Does anyone else call you on it besides me?
I don't know if I've declared it to many people other than you and my husband and my friend Carrie. She 100%, I've told her about it. And she's just like, squeezing it, you know, like she's
right.
Also,
you just said squeeze.
She's like, I heard you say squeeze in your head. she's like, I could hear your thoughts. Yeah. She's definitely somebody who calls me out on it too. But what it is a full stop, right? And just want to put that in. So resentment, guilt, saying the word squeeze, or, you know, that kind of thing is really a moment to reflect. And, you know, we're not giving you a prescription on what you should do. Of course not. But it is a moment to reflect, because you may very well not even know you're shoulding on yourself.
Yes. And, you know, another thing for me that has helped with this is, so Natasha knows that one of my words for 2024 is intuition. And just listening to that little voice of, am I enjoying this? Mm-hmm. And again, enjoying is not like, oh my God, it's like a party, which is not anyway something that I particularly enjoy anyway, but it can be that little voice of, like for me, my mornings, starting it quietly with some ambient background sounds. I say sounds because it's like a gong. It's not music. With a candle lit, I feel so good when I do that. However, this past week I was listening to a really interesting book, and I was like, you know what? I just want to listen to the book. I'm going to listen to the book while I'm doing my skincare. And literally, it was like my brain was at war. It was like part of my brain was enjoying the book, but the part of my brain that craves that calm in the morning was dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, like I just am not enjoying this as much as my morning routine of doing the other thing. And then I go back to the other thing, and I literally feel just like joyful and lifted up. And so think about the things that make you feel joyful and lifted up, and know that that's part of why you're here, is to do those things. So that's my little tip for, is the water wet or not wet? It's like, no, I enjoy listening to a book, but there was just a little bit of not joyful. This is not where I should be spending my time right now.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, and I'm going to speak for myself in saying that, like, sometimes it's hard for me to even know what I enjoy. I know that sounds weird, right? But there's just like, there's something inside.
Very common, not weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, you think so? You think that's common?
I think it's very common, because the shoulding is so strong. I mean, you know, I'm 50. I've never liked eyeshadow. Why am I thinking now I'm going to like eyeshadow all of a sudden?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I hear you, right? There is definitely, yeah, there's definitely, yeah, this it's a weird thing. What's weird about it is it's weird to say out loud that, like, I may not even know what I like, right? Which is odd, strange, it seems like. Anyway, you know, to think, like, how do you not know what you like? Like, you either like it or you don't, you know? And there's a multi-layer thing we're not going to get into, you know, like pulling apart my psyche and getting into that. But I do have a tough time identifying sometimes. And often after I've done the thing, I was kind of like, oh, I didn't like that. How come I didn't know I didn't like that? You know, how come I didn't know, like, 3 weeks ago when I was asked to do that I would probably not like it, right? So it's taken a while for me to go, you know, to have enough of those experiences to go, okay, the last time you did something like this, you wound up not liking it. Just remember that. Because I also happen to have, you know, like have one of those, just I forget, you know, that, like, hey, childbirth really was hard. You know, your body, you know, you're like, let's have another one, right?
Right. You don't have like a long memory when it comes to things you don't like, which right. is probably great in some ways, but makes it harder to. So
if you have trouble sometimes, you may not even know you don't like something or like something. You know, that is a thing. That's a real thing. So give yourself some grace, give yourself some space to explore that, you know. I used to think that I should just already know, and I might not know, right? There's that shoulding, right? I should know what I like. So therefore, I'm saying yes to it because I must like it. Or so, you know, it's just this quick fire of, like, decision-making or impulsivity almost that help taking pause and checking in will help with you understanding where that is coming from. And is it from a should place? Is it from a genuinely, you know, genuine enjoyment place? You know, so it does take a little bit of like reflection, and, you know, and there are things that, you know, you just like, and there are things, you know, you don't like, but there are things that you may need to pause and just look into.
Check in with yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Your intuition. Yeah. Yeah. It's never a bad thing to be mindful around something or slow down around it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. Natasha and I have an interview for another podcast that we're doing, but we always enjoy having these chats. And if you're watching the recording, feel free to comment just like you would on any post wherever you're watching. We will see it and we will happily respond.
And we'll see you back here next Thursday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.